We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah. We're up to the second chapter, 12th Mishnah. We had learned Rabbi Yossi Omer Yimamon Chavecha Chaviv Elecha Keshelach. A person should cherish his friend's money as though it was his own. Vatken Atzmecha Lilmot Torah Sheina Yerushalach. A person should prepare himself for learning Torah because you don't inherit it. It requires work. And the preparation Rabbeinu Yonah had learned was preparing oneself to have good traits. So you have to prepare yourself. A person has to become a better person if he wants to succeed in Torah. We learned an elaboration of this concept in the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish had said that Torah is different than other forms of wisdom. Torah requires a sensitivity of the soul, a sensitivity that one can only develop if one has developed one's traits. And finally, the Mishnah says, V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Rabbi Yossi had said, all your actions should be in the name of heaven. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah, filu dvarim shel reshut, even things that are not a mitzvah, it's something that's permissible. Kmo ha'achila v'ashtiyah v'yishivah v'ashchivah v'atashmish v'asichah v'chol tzorchei gufcha. For example, eating, drinking, sitting, resting, being romantic with one's wife, having idle conversation, all the bodily needs. A person needs to have idle chatter. A part of a person's day, he has to have some time where he's just talking with friends. That's important. You need that too. So all those things that are necessary for the human being, for they seem to be mundane, yiyu kulam lavodat boracha, but one should channel all of them in the direction of serving his creator, or ledavar hakorem avodato, or they should be something that will cause him to serve his creator. So that's the rule Rabbi Yossi taught us. How so, when we speak about eating and drinking? We don't have to discuss not eating things that are prohibited. Obviously, that's the Torah says you can't eat it. Can't eat it. We all know that. That's not what we're talking about. Even if someone ate things that are permissible. He was hungry. He was thirsty. So he ate. So he drank. Okay, makes sense. But if he did it and he said, I'm going to enjoy this cholent. I'm going to enjoy these pastries. I'm going to drink this cup of coffee. It's going to taste great. Enzim shubach. That's not so praiseworthy. Ela im ken yechaven lashlim tzorchei gufo, v'sheyochal kedei chayuto lavod et boro. But if a person says, hey, I got to eat. I'm going to have more energy for learning Torah, for doing mitzvos. I have to be healthy. Yeah, I have to drink. It's part of being healthy. It's part of my capacity to serve my Creator. How am I going to function in this world? If I'm only eating to be healthy, maybe I should eat bread without jam. Yeah, but I'm human. If I put something on my bread, I'll eat more. I'll eat the way I should. I'll have more of an appetite. So that also helps me serve my Creator. So then maybe I shouldn't eat pastries. But no, if I eat something sweet, maybe that'll also help me. I'll be more focused. It'll be more exciting. It's also a part of life. That's fine. Gam achila gasa osara gdola. But then, a person shouldn't overeat. There's no excuse for that. Tell you a scary line. When I got smicha, so I went to Rav Pesin Zatzal, and he told me a few lines. He said a few things to remember. He said, number one, he comes from a generation where he never heard of rabbis having hours. If you got smicha, then your job is to be accessible. What does that mean that you have set hours? That was number one. Number two, he said, when you're going to come to heaven, they're going to judge you. If you ate, did you eat more than you had to so that you had to nap because you were tired because you overate? And someone came to ask a shayla and you were sleeping because you overate. So in heaven, they're going to ask you, why'd you overeat? You're not going to be able to say, I needed to sleep. You didn't need to sleep. You need to sleep because you overate. So just bear that in mind. That was like his introduction. Welcome to the rabbinate. Okay. What? No. I wasn't wearing a hat and jacket. And he said to me, you have to wear a hat and jacket. So I said, why? He said, people have to know you're a rabbi. I said, I don't want them to know. But so if a person overeats, my father once told me a line which I try to remember. It says that when the Jewish people came to, there was one stop where they complained they want meat, and then Hashem gave them meat, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate, and people started dropping dead like flies. So the name of the place was Kivrot HaTa'ava, the place where people were buried because of their desires. So my father always told me, said, when you come to a meal, and you've eaten what you need, and then you start eating what you don't need, and you're going to pay the price. You're going to have heartburn. You're not going to sleep well at night. You're going to have indigestion. That's always kivrot ha-tava. You're burying yourself over desire. That's a...
Why are you saying that before Shabbat?
What?
Everybody's
going to
overeat on Shabbat.
Yeah, I don't know. Why do you have to overeat on Shabbat? You eat what you have to eat. A person should eat what he needs to eat. You know, why should a person overeat?
Obviously, all the things he tells you, he chooses the thing that's most likely that he could fall into. So that's the problem that you have. We say, right, it's fun. Be careful when you wax fat. You're going to have, you know, you're going to think it comes from you. And you're going to overindulge. Okay? And it's very hard not to. They have these tables that you have to. Don't take a third helping, at least.
Right. It doesn't say don't take a second helping. Right. I'm saying I think there's a difference. There's a time when you're eating to be full. And there's a time when you're full and you're eating because it tastes good, but you're not hungry. You know, I'm not even telling you the Rambam, which says you should eat till you're two-thirds full, not all the way full, which is a very interesting Rambam. Until I learned that Rambam, I would always try to eat till I was full. And then I was full and I had a hard time functioning. You know, go run, go catch a bus after you had a full meal. But once I learned that Rambam, I realized that if you eat till you're two-thirds full, you're good. Meaning very often we feel like, I could still eat, that's not good for me.
That's right.
That's the moment to stop, right?
Is it Shulchan Aruch? Is it three-quarters or something?
I don't remember it in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah,
the Rambam, I don't remember it in Shulchan Aruch.
It's also like we told you first about wearing a coat and tie, so they know you're a rabbi. It's connected, because if somebody's very slovenly and looks terribly, you know, obese, I say, one is less likely to respect his authority for other questions. If you can't manage your own self, it's, I think, maybe.
I don't know.
You know, I mean, more too much of physicality, if people have slow metabolism, so you find
right.
Also,
right.
It's a...
What?
What was the other thing?
It says Rav Papa was huge. In those days, they thought it was healthy. I'm saying Rav Papa was huge. So he'd stand in the marketplace, the ox couldn't pass. You know, it was huge. The non-Jews used to joke that how does he know his kids are his own kids? He can't even come close to his wife. That's how big he was.
But it was viewed as unhealthy, wasn't it?
No.
Why did Rav Papa do it? And it was because of his weight.
Right. So?
That
doesn't say it's a bad thing.
Is it a bad thing? Oh,
no.
That
just says it was difficult for him. That for him to sit up was as hard as it is for us to roll over.
He made it to 120, though. That's what I'm curious. I mean, but listen, if he accomplished what he accomplished, even if he made it to 40, that's...
But he thought it was healthy.
Right. And in a day when getting enough to eat was a serious issue for most people. I mean, you look at Eastern Europe, you know, you pay more for fatty cuts of meat because when you get to America, you can have three times a day and whatever, it's a different story.
I'll also tell you, you know, you remember Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar? So Rabbi Elazar is the one that they came out of the cave and everything he'd look at would get burnt, right? At the end of Rabbi Elazar's life, he was huge. The Talmud tells us that at one point he worked for the Romans. And he would hang people, he would hang Jews, he would catch robbers. And the rabbis said, what are you doing killing Jews? And he said, I'm killing people who Hashem wants dead. And they said to him, you're going to pay the price. And he didn't agree with them. And he was a huge rabbi. One day, if you want, we'll learn the Talmud on that. There are like two pages just about what a big Talmud Chacham Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was. So it says, at one point he was concerned. He said, all the rabbis are against me, I better check. So it says he did a slit in his stomach, took out a few blobs of fat, put it in the sun, and said, let's see what happens. And he left it in the sun, and it never rotted. And he said, you see, even when I'm alive, my flesh won't rot. that's a sign that the fires of perdition can't touch me. Because I've never done anything wrong. I've never hung someone who didn't deserve to be hung. And in heaven, they agree with me. Look, you see, my own fats don't rot, even when I'm alive. You know, that's what we learned last night about Yosef mummifying his father. So we discussed that our sages tell us, the people who are pious, then their body doesn't rot. So that was Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. And you see, he was very corpulent. He thought it was healthy. He was doing everything l'shem shamayim. He's the same Rabbi Elazar that burns everything because if it's not pious enough, he can't see it. And yet he was very, very corpulent. He believed it was healthy. In those days, they believed it was healthy. And it could be that with their diet, it was healthy. They discovered in Italy, where they have people who are very corpulent, but because they drink a lot of certain wines, so then they only have the good cholesterol, not the bad cholesterol, and then they're very, very healthy. That's something they're still working on today, to understand scientifically how that works. But I'm saying, if you think of Chazal's day, all they had to drink was water and wine. They didn't have anything else to drink. Nothing else lasted. Tea, okay, right, they had tea.
I thought you were going to say you worked for the Romans because they fed them so well.
No.
That's an odd thing also, that this diet rod would work as next to you, because it might get somebody that isn't deserving to die.
No. It says he was...
Don't decide who should
right.
Who should
die. He was the judge and the executioner. So he developed the whole system that the Romans want to learn from, how to catch... Okay, back to our Rabbeinu Yonah. But you see, the rabbis didn't agree with Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. They didn't agree he should have done it. Back to Rabbeinu Yonah. The naturalists tell us that most illnesses come from people eating too much, overeating. A person should only eat what he needs to push off his hunger, what he needs to not be hungry. He will save his soul from affliction and his body will remain healthy. A person shouldn't just eat any time it's sweet and it's pleasurable. Because our mouth is always desiring the flavor, the taste. Till a person fills his stomach. To the point where a person feels like, I can't anymore. That's the only time our mouth stops yearning. But and that's how people get really sick. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. The righteous eat to satiation, and the wicked are always hungry. Because we have the part of the stomach that digests, and that part can only digest what it can handle. But when you fill the digestive part of the stomach to the point where your mouth is satiated, so then that's destructive to the digestive system. And that's really destructive to the person, to destroy his digestive system. But when the tzaddik eats and all he's searching to do is to push off his hunger, now he's fine, he's not hungry. He says that's a person who's sustaining his body, and he's doing that which is good and honest in the eyes of Hashem. Yes?
Can you tell me the page? Which page are we in?
We're in Rabbeinu Yonah, the second chapter, the 12th Mishnah. We can pause here, because he's going to go on and on about doing things for the sake of heaven. He finished talking about eating and drinking. He's going to talk about sitting and lying and romance and conversation. Do we want to take another 10 minutes on Rabbeinu Yonah? Maybe we'll leave it for next week. Yeah? Next week. What? Ah, right. I was just thinking.
Some positive. You're more open to give thanks
No, I really think that there's a balance here with Rabbeinu Yonah, meaning I buy these pastries. So why am I buying pastries Friday morning? For two reasons. Number one, because people come in hungry, people miss breakfast. And number two, because at the end of the day, things like this affect us. And when a person has sweet memories Shram is learning Friday morning. Friday morning is sometimes more difficult than the rest of the week. Other people are sleeping in, sleeping late. Person gets up, he goes to davening, he comes to the learning. So it's nice that there's an atmosphere where people have coffee and milk and pastries. And I think it adds to the learning. I think it is positive. Obviously, if a person's going to sit and polish off two packs of pastries, that's so that's where Rabbeinu Yonah comes in. Yes.